Let's start there. 13:24. So, speaking of David, this will be just a good reminder of what's coming with him and one of his shortcomings, the few that we can find with David. He has a couple, but 13:24 is certainly one of them.
Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent in discipline.
All right, so whoever withholds the rod hates his son. What does that mean, to withhold the rod from your son? Yeah, it's to not discipline them, right? This is not advocating, like, you know, beating your children. But it is advocating the idea that we do need to discipline our kids, right? We see that in Hebrews, the idea that all that God loves, he disciplines. And that's one of the marks that we know that we are children of God, because he will discipline us when the time is appropriate, right? I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw the picture of the... Is it the Dos Equis guy? I don't normally drink beer when I... Okay, so he's got the face, and it says, I don't normally dislike children, but when I do, it's because parents aren't doing their job. And I thought, it's the truth, right? It's not the kids I don't like. It's actually the parents that I don't like. So somehow every year I get wrangled into coaching, like, 8 to 10-year-old soccer or 6, you know, and up, and it's all girls, and it's like herding cats. And the biggest issue I have are with the parents that have, like, never taught their kids how to listen to an adult and to be respectful. So you spend the most amount of time just trying to teach a kid how to behave on the soccer field and, you know, not pinch other people. And, like, if there's a girl on the team this year, again, it's just, she is just a loose cannon because she will not listen. And I want to look at her parents and go, oh, you're making my job hard. I'm just trying to teach them how to kick a ball, and I'm having to parent your kid for an hour and a half, which is a little bit difficult, right? So, anyway, we're going to see David dive into this issue as well. Just without disciplining his kids, without disciplining Joab, we're going to see this is a fatal flaw. And the repercussions of this are going to be are big on the back end. So often we think very myopically, but we're going to see the fleshing out of a lack of discipline from David to his kids. Just to the lack of doing this is going to cause destruction in their lives. All right. So as you guys think through your kids down the road, the kids that you have now, the kids that I have now, Callie deals with this, I'm sure, frequently, working with other people's kids. For those of you that do that day in and day out, you know what I'm saying, right? You get the idea of, I don't want children ever. Or you think, I'm going to raise my kids very differently and figure out what that parent did to do that, and I'm going to do the opposite of that. So
I think that daily, like, my child will never do that.
Yeah. So I said that a lot, too. There are some nevers that I've taken back. However, it's a great example because you get to see the end result of a... And it's very easy to tell, right? You don't even need to meet the parents. All you need to do is look at the kid, and you can tell instantly which parents have invested in their children and have raised them one way, and then the other kids, they behave a certain way, and it's very clear. I mean, yeah, that kid has parents at home that love them, that teach them boundaries, that are healthy, that reward them, that speak highly of them, that discipline when it's necessary. You can see from the kid the way they interact with you that either they have that or they don't, okay? So as you guys think through rearing kids, be sure to do that, all right? Don't beat your kids, okay? But, man, I had a wooden spoon put in my rear end more times than I can remember. That was the instrument of choice in my house. We had to go into the kitchen. My brother chose a weapon for me, and I chose a weapon for him. Those were handed to our parents, and we got lit up. So depending on how mad we were at one another because of whatever ail that we had done at the time, we got spanked with a wooden spoon. So
I got spanked in front of the athletic director at Sandra High. Oof.
Oh, dang.
Attaboy. How old were you? Who spanked you?
My dad.
Wow. Why at school?
Because I cussed out the coach.
That'll do it.
So it's like, did he cuss you out? And it was the coach's fault. But
thank you. I love where this is going.
I reacted poorly, but you know, and like now it would have been like some kind of lawsuit, but
right.
My dad will never go down that road. And it was like, did he cuss you? And he was like, yeah. And he just turned around and smacked the side of my head. Yeah. I fell on my knees. It was like, yeah.
Yeah. I had a shop teacher. We were popping off in class and being dorks. Wood shop. And we were horsing around in class, and he's like, all of you have detentions. Well, I had athletics after school, so I'm like, I'm not letting my coach know that I got a detention. He's like, well, you can have detention or take a lick. I'm like, dude, this is a 60-year-old shop teacher. I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, I'll take a lick. And you had to sign off for it, right? Because in Texas, I think at the time it was becoming illegal. Now it's like you can't touch a kid. You can't look at them wrong or they, you know, you get sued. Anyway, so all three of us, three kids are jacking around. I was last in line. And it was walk up to the chalkboard, put your hands on the chalkboard, and he had a fraternity paddle. And it was, whwah! And I'm like, whatever. I've grown up with a wooden spoon in my butt. You know, I deserve everyone I got. I'm like, I'll be fine. I watched these two kids walk back, and they were like, you know, like holding back tears, and I'm like, oh no, you know. And I remember thinking, oh, grabbed a hold of that chalkboard. That guy hit me so hard. I mean, I thought my soul was going to come out of me. Wow. Last time I jacked around in his class, that guy could, he could wield a backhand, forehand, I suppose. So he smacked me so hard. So it was, I only needed it once, right? It was, he wasn't angry. He wasn't, I mean, he was just, hey, that was the punishment. And boy, I got a behind full of that one. So, and deserved every bit of it. So anyway, however you guys choose to do it, don't ever discipline your kids in anger, right? Don't do it out of frustration. That's the wrong way to do it. But kids need to understand boundaries. They need to understand that it's the motivation is love and a long-term trajectory of, if I don't do this now and teach you healthy boundaries, you're never going to understand those. So we can cry a little bit now, or we can cry a whole lot later, and I don't want to see you wreck your life on the shores of stupidity. So let's teach that now, okay?
Is there anything you can do if you're close to somebody who's not disciplining their children? Like, what?
That's hard. You've got to have a very good relationship with someone when you speak into, like, you talk about really having the ability to offend somebody or to do life with someone deeply. When you can tell people the flaws that you see in their kids, those are the 8, 9, and 10 conversations. So be careful. And not that you guys aren't wise, but a single person speaking into my world, it's just my attitude had, I had a lot of, I will never ever until I became a parent. And I went, man, I got to rethink that. So, and some of those, 80% of those are still there, but there were some that weren't. But yeah, that's tough. So do it with tact. You get one chance to do it and you do it wrong, and boy, you can really screw up a relationship. So I've seen that happen. But I've also seen it where my wife and I run with a group of people that are tight. We have a good community, and we've each pushed on other people's kids, you know, to where our kid comes home, tells one version of the story, you pick up the phone and say, love my kid, but I don't think this is right. Tell me what your daughter's saying. You're like, ooh, okay. So, Madison, was this actually what happened? And you're like, oh, okay. So it's helpful, but it takes some sensitivity and a lot of humility from the person receiving that. So, yeah.
I'm just a little curious about disciplinary measures within an organization, like as a leader. Do we go with, like, the American innocent until proven guilty?
No, I put them on the chalkboard and spank them. Every one of them, all my employees, that's how we do it.
I mean, what has that been like for you, or lessons that you took away from you?
Oh, boy. Thankfully, the folks that work for me are, I haven't had to deal with that much. One of them's my wife, so she beats me regularly, so I don't have to worry about that. Yeah, you should ask her, right? She's threatened to come in. Just, all that stuff you're telling them, it's a lie. I'm going to come in and fix it all. Come on. You guys would enjoy her. Yeah, I've had to deal with one difficult employee situation that was tough. It didn't revolve around this. It was more of a sin issue within our camp, and that was hard. Yeah, that's a whole different ball of wax. You've got a lot less authority. I learned very quickly that the employer has zero rights. The employee has all the rights. So you've got to be careful. Conversations and documentation, and I learned a lot about the legal side of things of writing stuff down, and you know, but it can be challenging. Hire the right people on the front end. Take your time hiring people is what I would tell you. So make sure you get the right people in on the first go around. It's a lot easier. So.